We're going to start today the topic of, opening containers, which is a protracted discussion, not because it's such a long discussion per se, but it touches on many different malachas, the first of which being the malacha of Korea. We discussed last time what is called the Kriya Shel Tikkun and the Kriya Shel Mekalkel. We're going to get back to that in a few seconds. But first, I wanted to be mocked him. What is the malacha of Korea shayach to? What types of materials? In the Mishkan, it was in the Urios, which were cloth. That if a hole developed in the middle of a urea, they would have to cut it down the length of the urea and sew it up nicely so the hole would not be recognizable. So clearly by Begadim, there is the Malacha of Korea. What about by other types of materials? So the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that you can tear the Chosolo Shel Grogeris V'Shel Tamarim. The Tamarim were put in this type of bag made out of leaves, whatever, in order to until they dried out. And those bags, Rashi explains, are sometimes tied with string, with rope. So the Gemara says you could be matir, mafkia v'chotech. Rashi understands it's not talking about the bag, it's talking about the strings. You could cut those strings if you want to get to what's inside. Or the Gemara says in Beitza, the chosamo shavikelim, they had these ropes that would tie up the kelim. You could be matir, mafkia v'chotech, and cut them. Again, talking about the ropes. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham explains and says in Shulchan Aruch that there's no malacha, there's no Isser of Korea here. It might be an Isser of Matir or other Isserim, which we've discussed in the past, but there's no Isser of Korea. So the Bir Halacha explains because there's no Korea on rope. Korea, even though Korea Shalom and As Litvar, I don't have a mind to tie it, is still Asim Midrabanan. Because it's Makalkel. And Makalkel is also Midrabana. Nonetheless, that only applies, that is Midrabana only applies to items which are shayach to the Malach of Korea, which are shayach to the Malach of Pelfer, which could have been sewn up. So then, since I could have sewn it up, even though don't plan on sewing it up, but I could have sewn it up, so then that item is shayach to Korea because it was shayach to Tofer. But if it has no place in the Malacha d'Oraisa of Korea, Dahainu, Korea Manas Litvor, because it's not an item which can be sewn, like rope, so then Korea doesn't apply at all. This is relevant sometimes you have hard plastics, or certainly something which is even harder than that, metal, something like that. So this ripping it or opening it is not Korea. Might be other things, might be Soser, might be Patish, it might be other things, but it's not Korea. So that's why it comes up, we're not going to fully address this shiloh now, but it comes up, sometimes they have bottle caps. Part of the shiloh with bottle caps is a Korea. Not normally when you open a twisty bottle cap, but sometimes the milk cartons now come with, it's a plastic cap with a ring, which you rip off the ring. And then you take off the cap. So that ring, one might have thought should be Korea, but the Poskim say it's not Korea, because it's hard plastic. And unless the item, this is based on this Bir Halacha, that unless the item could have been sewn up, and it has a place in the Malacha d'Oraisa of Korea, so then Korea applies. If it's an item which cannot have been sewn up, so then the same way it's not applicable to Tofer, it would have no place in Korea either. Some Achronim, they'll take this even further. The Mishnah says in Beitza that you cannot rip plastic paper in order to fry fish. In order to the fish should not dry out or get burned, they would fry it on top of a paper which was soaked in oil. So you want to rip that paper on Yontif, which you can, fry fish on Yontif. So you wanted to rip that paper on Yontif. So the Mishnah says, no, you can't rip the paper on Yontif. And the Gemara explains, Mishum Misak and Mana. Because you're making a kli, midrabanan, making something that was usable before, it was a kli before, but you're making it a little bit better, so it's masakin mana midrabanan. It's bone in midrabanan. So the Achronim ask, what happened to Korea? Shouldn't this be a malacha midoraisa of Korea? Or we have the Tosefta, which is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that you can be Korea the or, which is on top of the chavis. This is a very important Tosefta. The Tosefta is discussing a chavis which has wine and is covered over by ore. you know, picture your yogurt, which, you know, has some sort of hard chavis, which is covered over by or. So you can rip the or to get to the wine which is inside. So why? What happened to the Melech of Korea? So in the Shulchan Aruch HaRavi, he postulates that perhaps Korea does not apply to ore or to paper. Because those materials are not made up of different fibers. Those materials are made of a solid substance. I guess, you know, we're getting down to the chemical level, but... Or, which is the skin, or paper, niyar. Because the Mishnah says in Beitza, you can't rip the niyar to fry the fish because of misak and mana. What happened to Korea? Should be Korea midoraisa, because it's sheltikun. I'm going to use it. It's wonderful. It's not makalkel. So the Alter Rebbe says, perhaps Korea doesn't apply to paper or to ore, because they're not made up of different fibers. They're made up, you know, different parts. They're made up of one solid substance. Perhaps Korea doesn't apply there.
I thought Rav Ken is something that is solvable. It's made
Sorry?
Of different fibers that are...
What is? Paper.
A rope.
A rope is not... There's not. You don't sew rope. If you want to retie a rope, you tie it. You don't sew it. So that I think the Bi'ur Halacha stands on his own. I don't think he's working off of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch takes it even further. People do sew skins. They do sew, you know, you could sew a paper-type material. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav is working with something else, that Korea doesn't apply to items that are made of one substance. The Bi'ur Halacha quotes this. He says, I saw in one Achron, he doesn't even tell you who it is, who said that Korea does not apply to ore, and he disagrees. He says there's a Yushalmi that says explicitly that Korea does apply to ore. So the Alter Rebbe was nice, but it happens to be against the Yushalmi. So what about the Tosefta, Korin Or Shalpia Chavis? How can you tear the skin to get to what's inside? So the other Achronim have a different shot over there. That could be for a different reason. Rabbi Chezko Abramsky, in his parish on the Tosefta, the Chazin Yechezko, explains that perhaps over there the Or becomes Botel, or becomes part of the Chavis. The Chavis is, let's say, a wood cask. And that's covered over with ore, plastic wrap or something. So there, that becomes bottled to the cask. And the same way that ripping the cask is not korea, because nobody sews casks, so too, ripping the ore becomes part of the cask. So too, there's no korea by the ore. That's Rechezko Obramsky. With that pshat, he tries to explain the Pichadosh, which we quoted last time, which we'll get back to also in a few seconds. Pichadosh said that when one opens a letter, that is Korea Shel Tikun. You open the envelope to get out the letter that's inside, that's Korea Shel Tikun. Because I'm ripping to get to something that's inside, he considered that to be a positive ripping. So the Chazon Ish asked on the Pichadosh, what happened to Korin Or Shel Pia Chavetz? I can tear the or to get to what's inside. How am I allowed to do that? Why is that different than tearing the envelope? So it could be the Pichadosh held, like the Chazon Yecheskel says, that why is it mutter to tear the ore that's up here, Chavis? Because it's batel to the Chavis. And the same way, there's no Korea on a Chavis, there's no Korea on the ore shall be a Chavis. But an envelope, there's no Chavis, it's just ore, it's just paper. So there would be Korea, because it's not batel to anything. So even though I'm doing it just to get to what's inside, it would be asa. Okay, so if we reject the Alter Rebbe, so what happened to the Mishnah Beitza? The Mishnah Beitza says you cannot rip paper for frying fish because of Misak and Mana. What happened to Korea? So the Alter Rebbe said Korea doesn't apply to paper, and the Bi'ur Halacha says that's against Yushalmi. So what do we do with the Mishnah? So the Bi'ur Halacha says, Lule de Mistafina, you know, that always means it's going to be original pshat. So the Bi'ur Halacha says the following. He says that the only time there's korea midoraisa, again, either way, it's also midorabanan mishum misakimana. The question is, why isn't it korea midoraisa shel tikun? Because I'm ripping the paper in a productive way. So the Bi'ur Halacha says it's only considered korea midoraisa if I need both sides that I'm ripping. Let's say I rip a piece of paper in half, like the Mishkan. I have the Urios, and there's a hole gets bored through the urea by a worm, by a moth, or whatever. Now I have a big hole. So what do? I cut the whole thing in half, make it a little smaller, and cover over the hole. So there, when I cut it in half, I'm happy with the fact that I have both ends. What if I have a roll of paper, which is presumably what they use for frying the fish, and I cut off an end of the roll? So I haven't helped myself with the roll. The roll I could care less about. What if I helped myself with the side that I cut off? So all I needed was the one side. That's not Dumi Demishkan. Perhaps that's not called Shel Tikkun. So you wouldn't be chayv midoraisa mishum korea. So adding mishum korea wouldn't have been chayv. Wouldn't have added anything. Either way, it's asa midorabanan mishum misaken mana. When I rip off the end of the roll, it's misaken mana. Okay, so korea midorabanan too probably, but it's korea shel makalkel. Because what is korea shel tikkun when I need both ends? That's the chiddush of the bir halacha. And this is relevant to the common, it used to be more common, common shayla of ripping toilet paper on Shabbos. Now with tissues are more popular, people just use tissues, but tissues are apparently, I found that in my own house, are very bad for plumbing. So toilet paper is designed uniquely so that it dissolves in the water. I discovered that the hard way. So, right. So there's always the need to rip toilet paper on Shabbos. So are you allowed to do that? So the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa discusses it, and he says it should be Korea Shel Tikkun. When I rip the toilet paper, I'm happy with the piece that I ripped off. So that's positive Kriya. So he says if a person is stuck in a situation where they need toilet paper, they should rip it Kalachar Yad. He says, what does it mean, Kalachar Yad? With your elbows. I don't know how you rip toilet paper with your elbows, but he says to rip it with your elbows. Why is it mutter kalachar yad? Still asa midrabanan. Any time I do something that's asa midaraisa on Shabbos and I do it in a weird way, kalachar yad, still asa midrabanan. But he says, mishum kavod abrios. The Gemara in a few places has a rule that mishum kavod abrios, we are mekel on isur midrabanan. Still, it's only on some isur midrabanan, not all isur midrabanan. So who said that kalachar yad is mutter b'makom kavod abrios? So the later, super commentaries on the Shmir Shabbos, the Sefer Megillah Sefer, we mentioned a few times, Eisenthal, so he points out it's a Shaar HaTzion. Shaar HaTzion is discussing a person who needs to, either got something stuck in his teeth, so he needs to make a toothpick. So the Shaar HaTzion says he can do a Kelachar Yad, Kos Menagos Hashri. He can do a Kelachar Yad, Mishum Kavod Abrios. I guess the guy really had something, sticking out of his teeth. It was, terrible. Not that it was bothering him. But there was a covered abrios issue, so it's mutter kalachar yad. So that's the Shmir Shabbos' head there of ripping toilet paper kalachar yad. But then he throws it in there in the footnote. Says, but when you're doing a kalachar yad, make sure to tear it from the roll. Don't tear a big piece, then tear it in half. You know, because you could have said, I'll tear a big piece with my elbow, then tear it in half, but, save time. So he says, no, don't do that, because when you tear it in half, then I need both ends, then the Bir Halacha would say, oh, that's Korea Shel Tikkun. So then I'd have a realism with the Rabbanon. If I just tear it off with my elbow from the roll, maybe according to the Halacha, I have a Shvus to Shvus, I have two Rabbanons. First is Kalachar Yad, and maybe it's Makalkel, because the Bir Halacha holds that it's only considered positive Korea when I need both ends. Here I don't need both ends. Yeah.
Could we phrase this in a similar way that we've done with other malachot, that the chas of shem malacha is what you're tearing
both
from
sides,
and also what you're tearing off?
Right, that would be the lamedus behind it. That the malacha is not just in the chas of shem malacha is not just here, it's on both. Right. Which is, is a fair pshat, that for some reason the bir halacha is considered to be luli de mistafina. I don't think people rely on that. But either way, it's asa midrabanan, so it's not a heter in and of itself. The Shmir Shabbos says when one is ripping the toilet paper, make sure not to rip it on the perforations, because then you not only have a problem of korea, you might have a problem of mechatech, making an exact cut. We're going to discuss that when we get up to that, whatever that is. But in the Tikkunim, in the third volume of the Shemini Shabbos, where he has his corrections, so he quotes there from Rav Shlomo Zalman, and this appears in the Mincha Shlomo as well, in the Chelek Beis, that Rav Shlomo Zalman retracted from that idea that that should be considered Mechatech, because Rav Shlomo Zalman has overarching svara within Mechatech, that Mechatech is only if I am making an exact, only if I'm going out of my way to make an exact cut, because I need the exact size, or I need to make this type of cut specifically. But if that's just the easiest way to tear it, I could care less whether the toilet paper is, 6 inches long, 8 inches long, 12 inches long. The size doesn't make a difference to me. It's just the easiest way, when you rip toilet paper, to rip it on the perforations. If you have to go out of your way to rip it not on the perforations. So that's the easiest way. That's the easiest way. That's not Korea. I'm sorry, that's not Mechatech. Mechatech is only if I need it to be a specific size and I go out of my way to make it that size, that's Mechatech. But if that's just the easiest way to open it, so that's not Mechatech. This has a lot of nafkaminas. The Orach HaShabbos, first of all, quotes Rabbi Yashiv, disagrees. It is Mechatech. So what? You made a nice cut. So that's Mechatech. We'll have to get up to it when we talk about Mechatech. But this has many nafkaminas to opening containers. Soda cans, for example. We're not talking about cans there. We're talking about bags, but soda cans. So when you open a soda can, they apparently spend millions of dollars designing that soda can opening so that you shouldn't cut your mouth when you drink. And it should pour nicely and all kinds of chashashos. So it's a perfect cut. So you have to open a soda can on Shabbos. Rabbi Yashiv said, no, it's Mechatech. Or you open a bottle cap. Even for those who say you can open the bottle cap, you're not making a kli when you open the bottle cap, but it's Mechatech, because I separate the ring perfectly from the cap. So Shlomo Zalman held both of those are not Mechatech. It's just the easiest way to open the cap. You could rip it off or rip off the ring or whatever, but it's just the easiest way of doing it. So that's not Mechatech. I'm not going out of my way to make the cap perfect like that. I care less whether the ring is attached. Sometimes the ring comes off and people don't rip it off. Just the easiest way of opening the thing. Or the soda can. What's the guy going to do? Poke a hole with a screwdriver in the soda can? That's not the easiest. The easiest way is just to open the top. So that's not... It might be other things. It might be bone. It might be whatever. It might be micropod. It might be other things, which we'll have to get to when we talk about that. But it's not Mechatech. Yeah. So the Prichodesh said, let's get back to the envelope and we'll work from there to opening bags. The Prichodesh said that opening an envelope to get to the letter that's inside is considered a Korea Shel Tikkun. Because it's a positive tearing. I'm getting to something which is inside Yibichayev Midoraisa. According to the Prichodesh, then it should be, one's not allowed to open any bag even to get to what's inside, because that would be considered a Korea Shel Tikkun. The Prima Gadim already asked in the Pri Chadash, but there's a Mishnah that says in Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Shover Adam es Achavis, to get to the Grogros, to get to the food that's inside. It's talking about a barrel, and it had a top which was sealed with some sort of tar or whatever. So you can break open the top of the barrel to get to the food that's inside. How are you allowed to do that? So that's not Korea, that would be Soser. But isn't that a positive stira? It should be the same, it should be a parallel to the Prichadish's case. So Rashi says over there on the Mishnah that it's permissible because it's mekalkel, it's destructive. And Rashi says, as we all know, mekalkel is mutar on Shabbos. So the Ran in the back of the Gemara says, what do you mean we all know mekalkel is mutar on Shabbos? The Mishnah says, kol ha-mekalkelin peturin, it's pater. Potter of Alasar, it's also midrabanon, even to do something in a destructive way. So the Ran says what Rashi meant to say is that it's mekalkel, and even though mekalkel is normally also midrabanon, here, the Tzorech Shabbos, they were matir, to get to the food that's inside. So the Prima Gadim says, don't you see from here, not like the Prichadash. The Prichadash held to get to something that's inside, that's called Tikkun. Here, Rashi and the Ran are both understanding that to break the Chavis, to get to what's inside, is called Mekalkel. Supreme Megadim says that he must be holding like the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim said that that whole Mishnah is only talking about Mustaki. Mustaki is not your classical type of Kli. It's not like a good Kli. It's a kind of a, it was broken already, different pieces, and someone patched it together. So there's no sos there by some such a garua kli, such an inferior kli. There's no bone or sosa, because it's inferior to begin with. So you showed him, say, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Tosas, the Rosh, the Ran, and this is the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's only mutter to break open the chavis if it's a mustaki, if it's some sort of inferior kli. But if it would be a whole kli, you would not be allowed to break it open. So the Prima Gadim says, oh, so maybe... maybe that's what the Pri Chadash will have to hold like that. Still, that doesn't necessarily mean the Pri Chadash is right. Those we showed him held that it wasn't Boner or Soser, but what about, so it's not Boner or Soser, so it's Heter Gomer. But it still might be that perhaps they disagree with the idea that Mekalkel should be Mutter with Tzara Shabbos. They might still agree that it is Mekalkel. They just might disagree that it's Mekalkel, it's Mutter, it's Tzara Shabbos. They don't address the issue. So we quoted last time that the Prima Gadim says that this machlok, this idea of the Pri Chadash, that to break something open, to rip something open, to get to what's inside, is only Mutter. It should be dependent on the machlok, seem Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Because according to Reb Shimon, that I need the tikkun to be in the item that I'm using, it's not. It's in something that's inside. So it should be Mutter, it should be Mekalkel. Asim in the Rabbanan. And according to Yehuda, that Mekalkel is Aser, because Mochshin Tichu Guf is Chayiv, so then it should be that it's even in another object. That should also be a Korea Shel Tikkun. Supreme Gadim says, according to the Rambam, that it should be Chayiv, and according to the rest of the Rishonim, it should be Mutter. We also quoted last time, the Chayodim disagrees. The Chayodim says, no, even according to the Rambam, it should be Mutter. Because here, that's only when the Tikkun is with this object, just not to fix it up. Some other area. But if this object causes a tikkun somewhere else, the Chayyotim argued everyone would hold that would be something that's permissible. We did this last time. Therefore, the Bialacha said that to open envelopes would be Aser Midrabanan Mishum Mekalkel. And the Chasim Sofer said that when one opens the envelope on where it was glued, so perhaps that's called... perhaps that's not correct because it was meant to be undone, since it was only glued temporarily. And when one is going to undo it, it was meant to be opened at a specific time. So since it's not a tefira shel kayama, it wasn't meant to be glued for a long time. To undo it would not be considered korea. Yeah. Open that way. So I think that's why they disagree. The rest of them disagree, and they said if most people don't open envelopes that way, most people. Right, right. I think you're right. I think that's why the chasim sofer that. We assume it's still Asa Midrabanan and Mishum Mekalkel, because nobody opens envelopes that way. Well, you could rip it that way. With the envelope opener is meant to open on the top, right? All right, so I think you're right. But it's meant to be thrown out. I don't know if that's what he had in mind, but yeah.
Isn't it also Tali
Yes, you have to assume like Levavosh, of course, yeah. Yes. So what should be by opening packages? Let's say I have a potato chip bag. So what should be? What should come out? It should be... Pri Chadash should say it's Asa Midaraisa. Because it's Korea Shel Tikkun. And we should assume that it's Asa Midarabanan. It's Mekalkel. Okay, so it's like the envelope. I'm being Mekalkel, the object, to get to what's inside.
Closed.
Not a hard container. That's not a shy of Korea. It's a hard. If it's a can, a tuna fish can, that's not Korea. It might be other things, but it's not Korea. So, but we mentioned last time that the Chazon Ish disagreed with the Pri Chadash. Chazon Ish held that opening an envelope should be mutter on Shabbos. Why? Because he quoted the Tosefta, Korin or Shel Piachavis. You can tear the or to get to the wine that's inside. And the Chazon Ish explains that whenever I am tearing something to get to the item that's inside. That's my whole focus. So that's called using the item. That's not called ripping it. That's not called korea. That's called using it to get to the item which is inside. I'm destroying the item to get to the item. Oh, my whole focus is on the item which is inside. So, what will the Pichadish do with that Tosefta? So we mentioned it could be he holds like the Alter Rebbe that there's no Korea by Or. Or it could be he holds like the Chazin Yechezko that there the Or is bottled to the cask. Or it could be he holds, like we mentioned last time in Shmir Shabbos, that that's only around food. A letter is different. Because it's not around food. By food, why should it be different? Why should food be different? So we mentioned last time that food could be different because the Prima Gadim and the Shvisas HaShabbos understand that what does it mean? They're basing themselves on a kobo. The Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes that Gemara, that you can rip the... Again, they used to put dates in a bag and seal the bag with ropes. So the Gemara says you could be mat there, you could be chotech, you could be korea that bag. That, the ropes around the bag. So that's Rashi's interpretation, that it means the ropes around the bag. The Kobo says, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, you could even tear the bag to get to the item that's inside. And Shulchan Aruch quotes the reasoning of the Kobo, because that's like a nut. That's like a shell around a nut. So you could open the shell to get to the nut. What does he mean by that? He means that it becomes like the nut. The wrapper becomes like the item which is inside. So if the item which is inside, there's no korea, because it's food. So to the wrapper becomes like part of the item which is inside. It's bottled to it, because it's casing. So then korea also wouldn't apply to the casing either.
This would be anything.
Huh? Right. So it could be even the Pri Chodesh would say by food that it becomes like the wrapper around the food and it would be mutter. Shmir Shabbos, Kilchasa, quotes from Shlomo Zalman that any bag which is a one-time use bag, meaning after, what does one-time use mean? It means after I'm done taking out the item. Not that I have to take it out right away. After I'm done taking out the item, I'm going to throw it out. It's an insignificant kli. So he says that also becomes batel to the food which is inside. L'kui alma, even according to the Pri Chodesh. So anytime I have a bag around the kli, around food, that and it's a disposable kli, so that becomes batel to the food. In the same way, there's no korea on the food. There's no korea on the item either, on the bag either. However, if the bag is a chash of a bag, I don't know where you would have this. Yeah, if you're going to reuse it, so then it can't become bottled to the food because it itself has its own chashivos, so then the korea might come back into play. Yeah.
As far as based on mustiki, or is it...
It's not based on mustiki. It's based on the Tosefta, the Korin Or Shal Pi Achavis, or based on the Shulchan Aruch that you can even tear the bag around the Tamarim. Why? So the Kobo explains because it becomes like the wrapper around the bag. So Shlomo Zalman uses the language mustiki. It's a weak kli, but we're going to get to why he uses that language. What he means to say is that if it's a weak kli, it's something which is disposable, then it can become batel to the item. If it's not a mustiki, something which is going to be used many times, then it's not inferior, it has its chashivas of its own. So if I rip it open, it's So then I just made it. That's a kriya shel tikkun. It's not just ripping to get to what's inside. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but that gemara has to be answered up also. I mean, the gemara about
shover as a chavis.
Yes, chavis.
It's only by mustikin. Yeah.
Right, if you answer over there, that's because of mustikin.
That's bona. This is korea. I don't think bona. We'll get to it in a second. We'll get to that in a second. Just 1 second. Shlomo Zalman claims that this doesn't only apply to food items. He quotes him in Rashbatz, who was discussing a shofar that was trapped inside of a...
What's this?
This idea that when I'm trying to get to something that's inside and I destroy the outer casing... Again, the Pichada said you're not allowed to destroy the letter to get to what's inside. So we asked, but the Tosefta says, the Tochanar says, you could rip open the bag around the Tamarim to get to what's inside. So some explain that that's because whenever it's around food... We say answer for the Prichadosh, perhaps it's because that's around food. Whenever it's around food, it becomes like the casing around the food and it's bottled to the food. So the Shmini Shabbos claims it's not only by food, it's even by a shofar. If I have a shofar which is wrapped in some sort of bag or which is closed, you can rip the bag to get to the shofar that's inside. So he claims it's not because it becomes like, so it could be because the shofar also, it becomes like the wrapper around the shofar. And if I'm trying to get to the shofar, so I can break down what's around it in order to get to the shofar that's inside. And it could be the Prichadosh's case is different because what's inside of the letter is a letter. And what's inside of the envelope is a letter. And the letter itself, there would be Korea. So since the letter itself, there would be Korea, the wrapper is bundled to the letter. But the letter, there's Korea. So perhaps that's why he was machmir on the envelope. But Lamai said this. Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa leaves off Bitzarachi, and why are we machmir on the envelopes? Once you're going to go this far, that whenever I'm tearing to get to something that's inside, it's permissible because it becomes like the wrapper around it. And there's no Korea, like either because the Chazanish said, I'm just tearing to get to what's inside, that's not Korea. Or because it becomes bottle to the item that's inside. So there's no Korea over there either, because it's just like a wrapper. So why should it be Korea by the envelope? So it kind of leaves off the Tzarachian. He's not accepting my svara that we go based on what's inside. So if it's inside, there's Korea. Outside, too, there's Korea. He doesn't say that. He's a Tzarachian. Why should we be machmir on the envelope? So he says, perhaps envelopes, nobody needs them on Shabbos. We don't need the letter on Shabbos. And this is only, we're only making on these type of things if you need to get to what's inside. On Shabbos, like food, or the shofar, or Rosh Hashanah. But to get to the letter, it's not so much Tzorach Shabbos. So to get to what's inside is not so Behechreach. But before we get to continue with the bags, just I wanted to interrupt for 2 points, and this is which come up. Sometimes they have these diapers, they're called, is that what they're called? Which are like, it looks like underwear and you just rip them off. It's called cruisers or something like that. So in the Sefer Shalmei Nisan, where Nissen Kaplan, he claims that should be considered Korea Shel Tikkun. Because I'm not trying to get to what's inside. This, all these heterim are only when I'm just trying to get to what's inside. So it might become a wrapper, it might become, it might just not be Korea, like the Chazanish says, whenever I destroy the wrapper to get to what's inside, that's not Korea. So he says, over here, I'm not trying to get to what's inside, you're just trying to get it off. That's called Korea Shel Tikkun. I don't think so. I think that that's called Korea to getting to what's inside. You want to get to the child. By doing that, you're ripping off the diaper. I don't know. That's number one. He's machmir on that, Shaila. And number two is if you have applesauce containers or something like that. So I don't want to leave the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, Korin or shal pi achavis. You can tear off the or to get to what's inside. Why? So the Chazon Yecheskel says because it's batel to the chavis. Or because I'm just trying to get to what's inside, so it's not korea. So clearly to undo a yogurt or to undo an applesauce, it's for sure mutter. Because either because it was meant to be undone, someone's going to undo it at some point, or because it's you're just trying to get to what's inside. So that's always. We also mentioned this far when we learned Topher that thin items like plastic, like a sticker, never blends in to become part of a wall. The two items never become one. They're always distinguishable. Like here, this is a book, but if I had a plastic bottle which has a wrapper, which has a sticker on it. No one would think those are one item that I'm tearing apart. It's a sticker on a bottle. So to here, there's a seal on a plastic yogurt. They never become one item.
What about a bag that has like a tie that sticks together? You have a bag that has like a basically a piece of tape on top.
No, so then they're both plastic. They both blend in to become one. And it's the same as any bag.
But they're different pieces of...
Yeah, so different colors. But, that's,
yeah.
But it's all plastic. I don't think that's... Here we're talking about we have something hard and something soft. So again, so it should be mutter to rip open bags to get to... that's basically what comes out, according to the Chazon Ish, by the letter... And the other poskim who consider that you're allowed to, the Shulchan Aruch says you could rip open even that little sack of dates to get to what's inside, that should either be permissible because there's no korea, or because it becomes like the wrapper around the outside. But we have to put this in light of what the bigger discussion of opening containers. The Chazon Ish had a chiddush regarding cans, which is the discussion he has about opening containers, other than the envelopes. Where the Chazon Ish claims that when you open a can, he's talking about sardine cans or whatever, when you open the can, so the can, when it was closed, was not a kli. It's totally closed. Now when I, or it's a kli that's only limited usage. All it can do is hold. Now when I open it, it's multifunctional. It can hold and take in and take out. So you hold this bone in midoraisa to open a kli, to open a can. And he says, even though I'm gonna throw it out or do it in a destructive way, maybe you'll keep it, because he used to keep things in cans. The Shechter used to say it's Chazon Ish, and maybe I kept things in his cans. You know, you use it for safety pins or whatever. Also, maybe he won't take out the sardines right away. He'll leave it in there. And it'll be used many times. What many times? By leaving the thing in the item for an extended period of time. He'll leave the sardine, take one sardine, leave it in there, take the other sardine. The rest are in there. So that's called the Chazon Ish held opening cans was boner. Yeah.
Is that only because he reused it? So if you only use it?
He held leaving the stuff in there. Right, so let's say you totally destroy it.
As far as only because he's the one because he reused it.
So he said even if you're going to throw it out, right, take the stuff out right away, we're afraid maybe you will use it the next time. Next time you will use them. When we talk about opening cans, we'll talk about it. So therefore, some say you poke a hole in the bottom of the can. It's not a kli that's right for anything. That's what Shmuel Shabbos says. Even for the Chazon Ish, if I poke a hole in the can, and now the can, and now I want to open the top, so when I poke the hole, I destroy the any further usage of this can, because it's a hole in the bottom. And then when I open the top, so now it's totally useless. So I haven't made anything. All right, but that's at the time of a different discussion. So Chazon Ish will have to say, why is Korin or Shal Pi HaChavetz any different? Because there, I totally destroy it. Like what we just said, I totally destroy it when I'm opening it. So then Korin or Shal Pi HaChavetz, I totally destroy the envelope. He even says by the envelope as well. It's only if I totally destroy the envelope to get to what's inside. That's permissible. But if I make a kli along the way, then we have a problem of bonet. So for the Chazon Ish, it's generally assumed that to open a bag, you have to totally destroy the bag. How do you destroy the bag? So you have to rip it along its length, not the top, along the length of the bag, and take out, let's say, all the potato chips. Yeah.
I don't understand the distinction between the Korin Orish of Apia Chavis and the case with the can.
Chazon Ish says whenever you make an item, whenever you open a container on Shabbos, you have to be concerned, maybe not with Korea, but with Bona. So he says, therefore, even though I'm just trying to get to what's inside, that's not Korea, but if I now make a kli out of it, that would be Bona.
Even though with metal cans, the metal is mamish joined to the cover, metal cover is mamish joined to the can, but the ore is just on top. He said, if not for the fact that you were totally destroying
the ore,
it would be considered
bone. No, the ore, because that's the ore, there's just the covering on top. So he learns that from there, if I'm just trying to get to what's inside, that's not korea. Okay, so you could tear open the envelope, let's say, which is what he's really discussing over there. So I could tear open the envelope. But if I make a kli out of the envelope, now I might have bone. So he says you have to destroy the envelope in a way that you can't use it again. So that's why he does not allow opening envelopes, because he's afraid you will use it again. So we said in our modern day society, people don't use envelopes again. But this is what the Chazon Ish was concerned with. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees on the main point of the Chazon Ish. He held when you close the can is only made for temporary usage, for one-time usage. After you're done with the can, he says nobody keeps the can around. And even if you keep it around, so you keep it around one or two times, then you throw it out. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees. He says so you use it one or two times, so he says that should be compared to Mustaki. Mustaki was also used one or two times, he says, a few times, and then they threw it out. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Shover all the mesachovis to get to the grogros, which are inside. Because it's musal. All the Rishonim said, yeah, that's only mustaki if it's this inferior type of kli, so there's no soser or bone or whatever. So Shlomo Zalman says, this is also mustaki. What are you talking about? You look at the can. It's a geshmaka can. It's very healthy. There's nothing wrong with it. Shlomo Zalman says, no, but since we always throw it out keseder, it's only meant for a few times. Let's say you're going to leave the sardines in there. Okay, so a few times you use it. So what? Still mustaki. There's no bone. You don't have to be concerned that you're making a kli when you open the can. Yeah. He's saying for the Chazon, he quotes both opinions. And then, but that's the Shlomo Zalman's opinion. But in the body of the text, he's machmir for the Chazon Ish. He says even for the Chazon Ish, if you poke a hole in the can, it should be permissible. But he beetsa the Shmir the Shlomo Zalman beetsim disagrees. Then he says, this is always great. You know, when he disagrees, he says, and even for the Chazon Ish, he thinks the bags would be mutter. Now see, he's biased because he disagrees even by the cans. But then he says, by the bags, he thinks bags are nikarim mitocham. It's muchach that bags are only meant to be used a few times and then thrown out. By the cans, it looks like an item which could be sold, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond, used many times. Could, it's the same material, it's a tuna fish can, so we're going to use it a few times. Okay, then he hears the Svar of the Chazon Ish, maybe to be Malkmir, but if it's an item which is Muchach Mitoko, that it's meant to be thrown out. So he thinks that's clearly Mustaki. And even for the Chazon Ish, one could be, there would be no Chashash of Bona when you open a bag. Not everybody thinks that there are though more loyal Chazonishniks who think that the Chazonish would be machmer by the bags too. So that's why most of the Sfarim they recommend to open the bag and it's lengthwise and pour everything out. But according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's no problem of boner by the bag. And Rav Shlomo Zalman claims the Chazonish also held there's no problem of boner by the bag. It would only be by the cans. Okay, so there's no problem of boner. What about Korea? So we said, maybe there are a bunch of reasons that there is no Korea. You could be Korea or Shalpia Chavis, whenever you're ripping, just to get to what's inside. So then, the Malach of Korea might not apply, or the Alter Rebbe says there's no Korea by, what's it called? There's no Korea by plastic. All those type of svaras. Whatever the svaras that we had for Korea or Shalpia Chavis, the Tosefta, they could tear the skin, which is on top. Those type of svaras would apply here as well. However, it could be that that's only when I destroy it. Korin or Shalpia Chavis. It's not Korea because I'm just trying to get to what's inside. What if I open the bag so nicely? So maybe that should be something that's more chamor. So Shlomo Zalman and also in a footnote in the Shmir Shabbos, claims that perhaps that's even more kal. He claims even the Chazon Ish would have been meikel to open the bags that are just glued at the top. Because those are meant to be opened. We've had this svar a few times from the Levush, that if something is meant to be opened at a specific time, so it was never really closed. When they close the item, they don't mean it for it to become one item, because they want to make it easy to open. I'm sure they also spend a lot of money in marketing how to open potato chip bags that should be opened nicely. So he claims even the Chazon Ish would be makel there because it was never really closed up. They never meant to close it and close up the opening. They meant for the opening to always be easily opened. So why are we machmer by the letter? You could open it on the part where it's easily opened. So he says, because the letter, just what Rabbi Gordon was saying, he says, because the letter is not meant to be opened on the part where it's glued. The letter is meant to be ripped open. So then that part which is glued, even if I will open on the part which is glued, that's not the way it was meant to be opened. But nobody opens a potato chip bag by, you know, taking a knife and cutting into the potato chip bag. Everybody opens it on the end. Then he's bothered with the fact, though, but maybe this side was not meant to be open. Maybe the other side was meant to be open. How do I know which side was meant to be open? The potato chip bag has two sides. So he says, yeah, but if the words, then in the later edition to the Shemir Shabbos, he says, yeah, but if the words show you, you know, that this is the top and this is the bottom, most people open it at the top. They don't open it at the bottom. I think it's even usually easier to open at the top than it is at the bottom. There's a similar machlokas when it comes to cartons. In the olden days, when they had the orange juice cartons, that you used to have to, it was cardboard, and you would open them and then make a spout. You bend it in a few times and make a spout. So Rav Moshe and Tshuva and Chelek Dalid, Aruch Chaim, claims that that's, the opening was closed up, so it's either bona or it's korea when you tear it open, because the opening was totally sealed. But they say for the Shabbos home, he quotes so many Achronim who disagree, and they say, no, that's the same as the potato chip bag. There, it was just sealed temporarily, so someone will come along later. It's made specifically to be opened up later. So they say also that should be permissible. Like by, so too, like a cereal box. Most of the puzzles are machmer in this, but I think a cereal box too is closed like a bag that's meant to easily be opened. So it's not bone, because it's a temporary cleat. It's going to be thrown out. That's not korea, because it's meant to be opened like the lavush. And even though tefira sheinu shel kayama were generally machmer on here, was obvious that it's meant to be opened. Whenever it's obvious that it's meant to be opened, it should be mutter. But a literal chazanishnik would destroy all of these containers as he's opening them. And that's the way most of the svarim are machmer. That if you destroy the container entirely, then you have no shaila. If you're a Shlomo Zalman person, so then you can have a lot more leeway, because the item is only is either meant to be opened, it's a temporary item, and you're just trying to get to what's inside. And even though I'm going to leave the item there, I'm going to leave the potato chips in the bag for a few days. Mustaki was also meant to be used for a few days, a few times. Doesn't necessarily pose a problem. I just wanted to end off with it. It should come out then that tissue boxes, oftentimes people need tissues on Shabbos and the tissue boxes are closed. So if you open the tissue box before Shabbos, because in the day, it's great. What if you didn't? So you have to, according to Chazon Ish, you could tear open the tissue box entirely and put the tissues in a different box. And I did that for a while. Then, but it should come out, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, I think, that if you put everything together that we said, it should come out, you could even open it on the perforations. It's just the easiest way to open the box. I think it's easier than tearing open the box on the side. You just pop that open.
They also hold the tissue up.
The plastic holds the tissue up. I didn't make that. That was there. Oh, you mean because you have to break that plastic seal?
Yeah.
No, if the plastic seal is... Oh, right. So breaking the plastic seal might be a problem. Breaking the plastic. Right, but if you have, sometimes in shuls they have without the plastic. You're talking about the more fancy, more expensive. Sometimes they have without the plastic, you know? The hard tissues feel like sandpaper. So that, I think, should be okay. It's not machatech. It's just the easiest way to open it. I plan on keeping the container around. Okay? Mustaki also kept around. Why isn't it korea? I'm just tearing to get to what's inside. So Chazon Ish held, it's only if I tear destructively. So the kli is not around. Yeah, but the Chazon Ish held like that because the Chazon Ish held, otherwise it's bone. Rosh Hashanah, it's not bone. It's mustaki. So I think if you put... No, nobody puts this all together, that part. I think, I don't know. So I say it hesitantly. But I think that's what should come out. Okay, shkoyach.
Uh-huh.